Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To activate your brain there, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, the folks who like to be in the clubhouse with Doug and Jen and Victoria and Jay are ready to promote goodness and gratefulness in the world. And then, of course, there's Derek Chauvin. And the looking at the list from Talkers Magazine this week as to where all of the big stories, the top 10, come in, and Derek and all of the stuff going with the trial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in at number two. And number one would be COVID. So we'll switch them around. We'll do COVID at the bottom of the hour, ladies, if you will. And at the top of the hour, getting into the Floyd thing and a couple of other nasty events happening in the last 24 hours. So it looks like, Jennifer, they put a breathing expert on the stand yesterday that said that George Floyd died of low oxygen. This person actually look at the body afterwards, is when the body was in the morgue.
No, and that was kind of part of the problem. This was pretty damaging for the defense at first, because prosecution was able to offer a witness. Again, the big question, which just worth rephrasing or putting out there again, is did George Floyd die of asphyxiation because of Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck, or did he die of asphyxiation because he was overdosing on what was a lethal combination of fentanyl? I think there was meth, marijuana. There was a lot of stuff going on in the system of George Floyd. And so this is what the prosecution has been trying to prove to the jury beyond a reasonable doubt, that it was indeed the knee of Derek Chauvin. And this witness, this would have been, again, this would have been bombshell, and is still, I think, bombshell testimony for the prosecution, because this is a person who finally said a healthy person subjected to what George Floyd was subjected to would have died. That was Dr. Martin Tobin, I believe is how you say his name. He was a pulmonologist, lung and critical care specialist at the Edward Hines Jr. VA Hospital and Loyola University's Medical School in Illinois. He said that given no other existing problems, anybody who had Derek Chauvin on their neck for 9 minutes would have died because of it. And he was very easy to understand. He didn't get in the weeds. This was a really good witness for the prosecution. But then when the defense came up, then the defense, and remember, all they're trying to do is cast a reasonable doubt, because you have to have the jury, all 12 members of them, say beyond a reasonable doubt that they think that Derek Chauvin killed him. And so the defense said, well, did you see George Floyd? Are you a pathologist? No. Do you know about the training of the Minneapolis police? No. So while the prosecution, I think, presented maybe its most credible or valuable witness, because they say that, you know, at least in his professional opinion, this is how George Floyd died, when the defense came back up, they said, well, did you, you know, the same question you said, did you treat him? Did you see all this? And the answer there was no. So what the defense in any case is trying to do is to poke holes in the prosecution. This has been what they've been doing this entire time. It'll be interesting to see when the defense presents witnesses how the prosecution does the same thing. But all they're doing is trying to get one juror. And that's the one thing that you have to remember in all of this, is we're sitting there watching all of this unfold. You have to put yourself in the position of the juror, and what are they seeing? Are they convinced 100%? We'll see. But this was a good witness for the prosecution, despite the cross-examination, I think. It's the first person who has been willing to say that this was the knee at the neck of George Floyd that killed him.
Mike. I thought that the forensic toxicologist also added to that, to the severity of that testimony, by saying that George Floyd's blood only contained a small amount of methamphetamine and not this like overdose.
Well, it was a fentanyl though. The fentanyl is what killed him, probably, if it was a drug and not the knee, because he had meth, fentanyl, and marijuana, I think, in his system, and he had two or three times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. So, you know, but again, people who take a lot of fentanyl can handle more fentanyl. So who's to, who
what
knows?
What is fentanyl? I mean, that keeps floating around. What is it actually?
So
what
it killed Prince. It's a,
yeah.
But what
it's
is
like
it?
A, it's like a heroin, I think, but it comes, this is what's coming across the border so much. It's, it can kill you being in the same room with it. You don't even have to take it. I mean, there are videos of people like police officers who've confiscated it. They're in the same room and they collapse. I mean, it is a really scary thing.
Like
why people
movie.
Would, why people would choose it, I have no clue.
So you say a lot of it's coming across
easier
the border.
To get. It's cheap too. If you're already addicted to opioids, it's, yeah, fentanyl. I mean, Prince, leading up to his death, he had gone to multiple pharmacies trying to fill prescriptions for fentanyl because he was addicted to opioids and addicted to whatever the first drug was that he was
yeah.
given after his
for
hip
pain.
Surgery.
Right.
Yeah. So it's you're right. It is sort of in the heroin category, but it is still a prescription.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, and you were saying, you said sort of as an aside that a lot of these drugs are coming across the border now with our open liberal policy of letting everybody pretty much come.
This has been happening
for, come in.
This is
yeah,
been
it's not
for
new.
Years.
This yeah, is not I mean, new. This is, yeah. this is being brought in by the cartels. It's just, it's pumped up now. I mean, there was, I think, something like 3 million lethal doses of fentanyl found in Riverside County. It's just a couple weeks ago because it's just pouring. I mean, it's pouring in right now. It poured in before.
Why do people want to do this to themselves? I guess that'd be
you're
my
addicted.
Question.
I mean, what you know?
But how do you?
This
get
is not a choice.
It,
opioids. This is typically. I mean,
a doctor
most people,
prescribes this stuff. Is
most
that where
people.
It starts?
Yes, that's how it. That's how it has started. And then you know, then doctors got the warning from a lot of the pharmaceutical companies. Oh, you know, you can't prescribe Oxy anymore. And so people are like, well, what am I supposed to do? Because it's so highly addictive.
The drug companies are America's number one problem. It seems to me.
Well, that's
America
why we saw the company.
Public enemy number one.
Yeah, and the drug company, I forget the name now, the Sackler family, right? The Sackler family? What the hell is the name of the drug
yeah,
company? But they're the ones who, I mean, in the hundreds of
they
millions
started.
Of dollars,
billions,
they have
well,
settlements.
Billions.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
They've been already found stuff. Liable, so, mm. yeah. It's just. And then people are left to their own devices without any help, without any treatment. And then the only thing you can do is buy $5 heroin on the street. I mean, that's basically what's fueling the opioid epidemic.
All right, let's see what else. Speaking of opioids, I know a couple of these football players have been addicted to stuff like this. A couple of bad shootings. We mentioned, I think, one casually, or not casually, but quickly yesterday. Now there are 5 people dead. Couple of children included in that list in New York County, South Carolina, a mass shooting committed by a former NFL player. And they're going to blame the fact that he get continually hit. Did this guy kill himself or is he still alive? Or did they get the guy?
He killed himself.
He killed himself, yeah.
Yeah. What was his problem with these people and what was his problem in general? James Lewis is. No, he's not the one who killed
Phillip
himself.
Phillip Adams is his name. Phillip Adams, yeah. He played for a lot of different teams during his career during the NFL, and he's being accused now of shooting 5 people. One of them was his doctor, a prominent doctor in this community where in South Carolina. It was his doctor, the wife of the doctor, 2 grandchildren,
correct.
Also part of the victims before he killed himself on Thursday.
It's horrible. Ugh.
And the family blames it on football.
Well, they just said that he had. I don't know if the family's blaming it on football. They said that he had some significant concussions when he
they
was
said
a player.
Football messed him up.
His father said that, to the press.
Yeah, I mean, it's. He was injured for sure. Whether or not that was what caused this, I don't know if people know right now. Dr. Robert Leslie's the victim, 70, his wife Barbara, 69. It was all in Rock Hill. The grandkids, 9 and 5. It's just brutal for the family. Imagine the survivors. Along with a couple of people who had been working at the home, James Lewis was 38. He was found shot to death outside. A 6th victim from Cherryville, North Carolina, flown to Charlotte where he was in critical condition, literally fighting for his life, according to his family members. And then they did a news conference yesterday, and there were 2 911 calls that were played first from an air conditioning company that employed both those 2 guys that were outside the house, Lewis and Shook. One of the men, the caller said, had called him screaming, saying that he had been shot and that his coworker was shot and unresponsive. Different man in a second 911 call said, I think there's been a bad shooting, about 20 shots fired at the home before seeing someone leave the house. And so now the question is, why? Why did he do this? Was this something? Did he feel like he was done wrong by this doctor? Did he snap? What was it?
All this violence. You know, one of the things that we have messed up in league with all of this stuff, with all of the shootings, whether it be this sort of thing or the shootings in school. Before COVID, there was, as a matter of fact, I remember looking at this, and then because of COVID, I never really talked about it, but all of the traumatization that's going on for this generation of students, this generation of youngsters, the training exercises. You know that some school systems instituted them last year, early in the year, and whether they continue or not once people go back to school. But can you imagine this generation of youngsters looking at all of this, hearing about these things, parents being concerned, oh, is my child going to be safe at school? Is he going to be safe wherever in the mall? What are we doing and what have we done? Whether, again, it's public areas, even airports, what are we raising and what are we doing? You see people walking around with their hands on their heads, going to drills. Just the analysis here, there were 4 million students who experienced at least one lockdown during the year 2018 and 2019 before COVID. Can you imagine that? In 31 different cities, there were lockdowns before that. I just wonder out loud what we are doing, what this stuff. Nobody thinks about the consequences. That's, I guess, another thing we can address. I'm asking a question about this generation of youngsters, but what do we... We have a generation of killers. The ones that are older, we have the same sort of group, although this guy who shot things up was a black guy. Most of them are young, angry white guys that do the shooting. And what are they so angry about? What is there that makes people this angry? They're all feeling like society is left them behind, whatever it is.
I think it simplifies it too much to even make it about race. I mean, nobody is talking about what happened in Chicago. Chicago, every weekend it happens. And nobody talks about it. And I don't know why they don't talk about it. I mean, you get multiple young people killed every weekend there.
It seems to be part of the culture. That's sort of, they've culturalized it. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
All right, it's 23 after the hour, the DJV program with What's Trending Now. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, and all hell has broken loose, at least in social media terms. We'll find out why that is right after this on the Friday, April 9th DJV program.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get at it here. What happened with Geraldo, Jay, another Clevelander? Was he? Oh, his wife was from Cleveland. That's why he moved back to Cleveland, right? Moved into Cleveland.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. He lives in Cleveland. He's on the radio in Cleveland.
He's got a place. He lived in Jersey forever. I sold fruit to him when I was in eighth grade. So
really?
Yes.
Nice claim to fame.
We had, right? Yeah, exactly.
You need to put that in your Twitter bio.
Oh, we had our 8th grade fruit sale to raise money for our class trip, and he was on, they gave you like a list of, you know, people to call, and he was on my list, and I had to drop fruit off at his house. He was very nice, but,
yeah,
you know, he's a little wonky, right?
When you knock on the door,
over the top,
came to...
that's all.
Yeah.
It's just always right. Been over the top.
He has always spoken in the third person, so
yeah.
Like, as an 8th grade kid, when I'm dropping off fruit and citrus to his house...
Geraldo likes bananas.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. Like, he literally... I didn't have bananas. I had oranges and grapefruit. But, yeah, he still... It was very odd.
Have some bananas.
He refers to himself in the third person, like, all the time. It's
all
weird.
Right. All right, so what did we do with Geraldo Rivera then in the third person?
Yeah, Geraldo and Fox News pundit Leo Terrell, they were on America's Newsroom Bill Hemmer, and they were talking about the city's mayor-elect, Tashara Jones. She was questioning lived experience from white allies and, you know, wanting to lead a population that's nearly 50% black. And that's kind of how the conversation was going, both men giving their resumes, and then Geraldo asks Leo if, like, when's the last time you've been to the ghetto? And then Leo basically wants to jump through the screen at Geraldo,
yeah,
and both men just start going at it. Got hot.
What's wrong with that question?
Quick.
Why is that a bad question?
Why is that a bad question?
I mean, all of us are like,
Leo Carell said, how dare you say that? They're talking about being in the ghetto, and so Geraldo, this guy's giving examples of what's going on in the ghetto, from what I gather, looking at this thing. And Geraldo says, okay, pal, when's the last time you were there?
And one of the worst things that you can do, God, I don't even, you know what, I don't even want, I'll tell you about this
ghetto?
Off the air. We'll talk about it off the air, because I can't even explain this to you without getting in trouble.
Really?
Huh. I didn't see it, so I don't know. I would imagine it's pretty offensive, though, if someone's talking about race relations and then it gets boiled down to just, well, when's the last time you were in the ghetto?
Like that's all that, like, you'd be a real black person, you have to live in the ghetto.
I'd want to hear the context
of the whole
conversation.
It's kind of like that you're not black if you don't vote for me kind of comment that got Biden in trouble. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't need Geraldo to tell us about it.
We're way, but I think, I don't know about this particular instance, but we're getting way too sensitive to too much.
No, this was just stupid and offensive. there's a difference between being too sensitive and just being offensive. Like, there's,
honestly, I would like to have the whole thing in the context that it's in before.
Send you a link.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the fellow
from the ranch again.
What? What's wrong with being on the ranch?
You just say that
you're
a lot.
You're not a farmer.
We're not a rancher.
Been to a ranch.
A lot of ranch talk.
I think it's time for us to curse. Yeah, well, you got to have soil if you got a ranch. You know how that works. Jay, you better step in and save me here. Or maybe I'm saved by the clock because it's 28 and a half past the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments, and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden plans to request $715 billion for his first Pentagon budget, a decrease from the Trump-era spending amount. The Pentagon-only budget does not include defense-related spending that goes to other agencies, primarily the Energy Department, which maintains the nation's nuclear weapons. Two unnamed law enforcement officials reported Thursday a friend of embattled Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida is expected to plead guilty in a sex trafficking and fraud case in federal court in Florida. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are in discussions about Joel Greenberg entering a guilty plea, and a judge on Thursday gave him until May 15th to do so. Gaetz has not been charged with any crimes and is denied wrongdoing. Who knew Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana could sing?
Born free as the wind,
blows. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After spending years underground developing, these flying bugs come out and live for only a few days. But man, is their presence known when they emerge. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad-axed cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralp, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
"They're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop."
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues, as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
Cicadas don't eat vegetation, but rather drink the sap from tree roots, twigs, and branches. Virginia Tech is reporting as many as 1.5 million cicadas per acre could occur this year. On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson one-and-done vaccine in Las Vegas, Nevada Thursday, and can report I'm feeling fine. Glad it's done, too. I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Among other things, this brings back memories of me as an early, a young broadcaster. When I would sign on the air in the morning, we played the national anthem. It was a smaller station. It was only a daylight station, so we go on the air and play the national anthem. That was the way to start the day. And then it was the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the, you know how it goes. So there is a bill in Texas, ladies, here on the DJV program, we have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. This bill that gained some traction yesterday, it passed because, in part, the Dallas Mavericks stopped playing the national anthem before their games. And a lot of people, politicians, folks in Texas didn't like it. So somebody introduced a bill into the Texas Senate, and it passed. Requires teams with government contracts to play the national anthem. Why would teams have contracts with the government? I guess would be the question. It passed 28-2 in their Texas Senate.
It's like communist China. You will play the anthem. Like, it's just so.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban was very outspoken about this, and he said, you know what? He said this has nothing to do with, you know, dismissing the anthem or disrespecting the flag or anything. He said this is just stupid and controversial, and this is basketball. Let's play the game, and let's take the kneeling, let's take the protesting out. He's not a fan of the protesting, so he said let's just eliminate the entire possibility of protest, and let's just play the game. I have no issue. I don't understand why you have to play the anthem at a sporting event anyway. I don't get that.
What's wrong with playing? I mean, truly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
But why is it controversial?
But I don't get why is it a
thing? Why aren't we proud of our country? This is what all nations do.
The national anthem sucks. We should have a better national anthem. That has nothing to do with the protest. Just in general, it's a terrible song. And it doesn't do anything to really, when I hear a national anthem, like the one for...
Why is it tied to sporting events? I don't even understand that. It's weird.
I get it for like Olympics or something when you're representing countries.
That's appropriate.
But yeah.
Are we just whittling down our culture one little eensy teensy bit at a time? Or our tradition.
But what's so cultural about... That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how this even started. Why is the anthem played before football
players?
It's
a large gathering of people.
It's a large gathering of people together.
It did make sense to people who were older. We've watered down all our traditions.
Because we used to be proud of our country, and now people hate it. So, you know.
I don't know if they hate it. I think there are a lot of people who don't.
I think they do. I think there are a lot of people who do.
I think there are a lot of people in government.
Go
somewhere
to enjoy the atmosphere of other countries.
I have a lot of love for our country, but I still don't understand the need to play the anthem before a sporting event.
I think that's the problem, and some people do, and some people don't. So maybe Cuban says, listen, let's not bother. Let's just play the game.
Well, his goal was to take the controversy out of the
situation. Yeah, no, I get it.
A lot more, though.
He's a smart cookie. He's probably going to run for president someday. I wonder what kind of a president. Wouldn't that be an interesting campaign? Mark Cuban versus The Rock. That would be really an interesting presidential campaign. Wouldn't that certainly a lot more interesting?
Everybody with a healthy ego thinks that they can do it. It's a hard job. A hard job.
But they can still, certainly Cuban has the background. I don't know about The Rock, but Cuban has run lots of stuff and been very successful with it. So he might, be a good administrator.
All right, let's get to not want to do it.
Maybe. The New Jersey vaccination circumstance. Let's start with that, Victoria. You're in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So there's a wave. There's something. Is it the new, what's the... Is it
the new variant, the B117 variant? Yeah. The British, the UK variant is what they call it. So Governor Murphy here in New Jersey yesterday outlined that the pattern of the outbreak of new coronavirus cases, which New Jersey, Florida, Michigan, New York, and I forget the fifth state, they're the leading states in terms of brand new cases, and there are a lot of them. And New Jersey has this new variant in every county, so we are really inundated with this. And so yesterday, according to the New Jersey Department of Health's predictive pandemic model, which outlines the best case, the moderate case, and the worst case scenarios, Governor Murphy said that we could see that cases will peak between late April and mid-May. So according to this model, which has actually been pretty accurate that they've been using, from the beginning, the number of cases, hospitalizations, ICU, and ventilators would peak on April 18th. This is in the best case and moderate case, and the numbers would decline consistently over the summer. In the high case scenario, a peak is expected between May 12th and May 21st, and then it would sort of continue through the rest of the summer. Essentially, what all of this adds up to is Memorial Day weekend, will be upon us in a month or so, and a little over a month. And so we're still going to be having a mask mandate. The restaurants will probably still be at 50% capacity, because if these numbers do not go down, he's pretty strict about this stuff. So I don't know. People will probably just behave however they want to.
Yes.
And the fear in New Jersey, because especially I live at the shore, and so the fear here for locals is that we're going to be inundated with tourists like we were last year, and, you know, and people are just not going to, they're not going to care. And the people come from Staten Island. I mean, we get invaded by Staten Island every summer at the Jersey Shore. So people are just, you know, that's the real fear, is that these cases are going to spike even more as soon as Memorial Day hits. And I hope it doesn't, but I will be vaccinated by then. So I'm, that was my main goal for my husband and me, living in such a touristy community, that we want to be vaccinated before Memorial Day. So that was our plan, and it's working.
Brazil has recorded 4,000 COVID-related deaths in the last day. Wow.
Brazil's got such a problem. Contagion. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
To see the images, oh, it's awful.
Almost as many people have died down there as have died here in America. The president is opposing any lockdown, though. What's the culture there? I mean, we got more Brazilians in Framingham where I live than any other place in the country. I guess I should probably be aware, and I kind of am, at least how they are here, but they sort of stick to themselves here. I don't know what the, now that I'm thinking about it, Framingham has been back in the top, Framingham has been a hot spot because nobody in town knows what they're doing, so everybody's going out of town to get shots and take care of themselves. We have so really horrible leadership here. But the Brazilian community, I think, probably has been... why do we call it the Brazilian community? The community's name is Framingham. There are people who live here who are of Brazilian descent, Italian descent, Irish descent, Jewish descent, whatever. I never understood that kind of... but at any rate, back to the number of deaths that have been reported. That's a pretty big number. That country... What's the population of Brazil is about 55, 60 million, I think, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in that vicinity. And so all these people dying. Was the outbreak the contagious variant that we're talking about, is it known as the Brazilian, or is it the same as the one in England, the B117?
Brazil has had a problem from the beginning anyway, because this guy never did any... There was no quarantine. There was no. He did nothing. He was completely opposed to all of it, and now he obviously does not care about the citizens of his country because they're dying on the streets. I mean, it's awful. When you see the images of what's happening in Brazil, it will just give you chills. So he's not even commenting on the deaths. He's just criticizing quarantine, saying that it makes people depressed and fat. Okay. Well, I'd rather be depressed and fat and alive than dying. And so he's a psychopath, I think.
Things are taking people back, though, a little bit. The breakthrough cases, the number of people who have been vaccinated who apparently have still gotten infected, it supposedly is only 100 out of 1.2 million folks. That's 0.01% have gotten COVID. But that fits in with its 94-95% effective, right? So why should this be something that surprises people? It's not going to work for everybody. It isn't.
Yeah.
Just doesn't. So this is, I don't see what the big shocker
Most
here
people
is.
with the breakthrough cases are, you know, they only have mild symptoms. And we've seen some people test positive for COVID but not have any symptoms. They don't even know they have it. So, and then they've been fully vaccinated. But then some are still ending up in the hospital, and that's, you know, and then that's where the therapeutics and the treatments that we've kind of figured out how to use, that's where that comes in handy. But, yeah.
So the state of Florida is suing the feds because the CDC still won't let, we were talking about this 14 on the East Coast, and it seemed to still want not to have any cruises come into or go out of their ports. But in Florida, it's big business, so the state of Florida is suing the federal government. How much money is that going to cost? Can't these guys pick up the phone and negotiate with each other? What do they do?
If the cruises are saying that everyone needs to be vaccinated, then just let everyone go on a cruise then. If you're vaccinated and you have your proof, So I don't understand. I don't know what the problem is. I personally wouldn't want to get on a cruise right now. But if people are vaccinated and they want to do it, then let them. It just, I don't know. It does not make sense.
The question here, Jay, perhaps for a question that we ask on social media, does the federal government have the right to mothball a major industry? Does the federal government have the right to keep you from going on a cruise.
I've never heard mothball used as a verb.
No?
Oh, I think that's a pretty easy question. I mean, no.
All right, what's the answer?
No.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. That'd be my answer.
Even if people aren't vaccinated and they want to get on a cruise ship, okay, get on a cruise ship. It's up to the cruise industry to try to instill all of this property, social distancing, wipe everything down, do what you can. I mean, that's it. I mean, what are we doing?
I think the what are we doing question applies to lots of different things. This is out of the ballpark as far as I'm concerned because it brings up something that I have found, I have a passion for this. You have probably heard, and if you haven't, I'm going to have us tell the story here for a minute or so about this guy from North Carolina who was in prison for 44 years, wrongful imprisonment. They paid him for 15 years of his life, the state of North Carolina. And he says, that's not enough. I was in jail for 44 years, so why'd you only give me money?
Yeah, they capped it at $750,000.
Yeah.
So no matter how long you've been in prison, that's it. That's the most you can get.
He says he deserves more. He was in prison in 1976. Supposedly he raped somebody, and it turned out that he didn't. And the evidence was cooked up. You know, it's the same old story. It's the same old story here.
So his charge was rape. Imagine those two girls that murdered that Uber Eats driver.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And they don't even walk into jail.
Yeah. It's a black guy and they were white.
Well, it's also the reform that's happening right now. I mean, there's got to be somewhere in the middle of all of that that is the right thing. And, you know, the answer,
part of it is police work.
Mother who starved, beat, tortured her child with her boyfriend in L.A. because of the new progressive reforms from the new DA is now asking to have her sentence recast. She killed her kid. The people who went and found the kid after it had been tortured, after he had been tortured for months in this home, they were appalled. I mean, they had to go to therapy. It was a huge story here. And now she's saying, well, under these new reforms, I don't have to be life in prison anymore. So now she's asking for a resentencing. I mean, we've got to get it together. This is, you know, putting people in jail who are innocent.
Outrageous.
And then letting people who have done bad things walk. I mean, where is the common sense?
Here's another case. It seems to mostly always be black guys. This is a case in Mississippi that came to the surface in conversation about this from South Carolina. Here's another guy who went to prison for about the same amount of time. Supposedly he was on death row. This guy was 24 years. His name was Curtis Flowers. He was tried not once. Not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not six times, but seven times. And each trial resulted in an overturned conviction or a mistrial, and they still didn't want to let him out of jail.
Was the reason? There has to be a reason for that.
What, that they wouldn't let him out because he was black and the state of the people? It's a white-black thing in Mississippi. It is?
Okay, that is your opinion. But there's got to be something in the law, because legally you cannot keep someone in prison after a mistrial.
Jennifer, are you telling me that you really think that some of these cases in Mississippi and in the South are handled properly?
I think that to be responsible, we should look at the context of that case, because I think that it's impossible for me to believe that if, as you say, seven different trials, I mean, why would they keep trying the same person and for what? Different charges? Is that what it was?
No.
That would make it, because you can't keep retrying people over and over again.
He was charged with the shooting deaths of four people in Mississippi, and each trial resulted in an overturned conviction. They couldn't prove that he did it, but they kept trying to prove that he did it. I mean, at some point, ding, 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 it's 10 before the hour.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country.
I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, to go through the top five tech stories of this past week. We do that every week at this time. So at number five, it's the Twitter buying up Clubhouse. This is, you talk about the register going ka-ching.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. A lot of here.
This story really surprised a lot of people this week. So Twitter is already building a competitor to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the social audio app. Basically, it's like listening in to a bunch of conference calls. Essentially, it's not even really public. It's still invitation only at this point. It's also only on iOS, meaning it's only on Mac and Apple systems and iPhones. So it's interesting that the story from Bloomberg this week was that Twitter actually offered to buy Clubhouse for $4 billion. And this is before Clubhouse even really launched. And so Clubhouse turned it down, and the negotiations didn't really go anywhere. It was unclear whether maybe Clubhouse wanted more money or if they felt like they wanted to launch first and maybe they thought they'd be worth more money. However, the Clubhouse is now looking to raise money at that same $4 billion valuation. So they took Twitter's discussions and then they made it public. And Facebook is also looking to create their own rival to Clubhouse. And so it's interesting. Right now, celebrities, tech CEOs, mostly tech CEOs, and some, you know, regular people who have been invited into the app, have tuned in and have hosted rooms. Essentially, it's very buzzy right now. People are talking about it. essentially you're just listening in to discussions, and you can, you know, you can ask questions. It's not guaranteed that whoever's hosting the room will call on you to answer your question, but it feels interactive with you know, Elon Musk from Tesla. Kanye West has been threatening to do one. He hasn't done one yet, but it is kind of interesting where Clubhouse is right now. To not even be public and to be worth $4 billion, it's kind of a crazy story.
Pretty amazing. Number four is a phone trade-in program. If you did this before, now it's time to revisit, perhaps, yes?
Right. The trade-in provider Gazelle, which was the number one online trade-in business for old iPhones and Samsung, any device, really, your iPad, tablets, things, laptops, things like that. So Gazelle was the number one go-to for millions of people to trade in their old phones and their old devices, and then they went out of business because a lot of other internet service providers and cell phone companies started taking back their own products. So it kind of put Gazelle into a weird spot. They went out of business, but now, because of the pandemic, there has been a huge influx of people wanting to trade in devices, so Gazelle is back in business. So you can actually go back to the website, and you can do the same old trade-ins that you used to do. You might not get as much money as you would have in the past, but Gazelle makes it very easy. I've traded in so many devices through Gazelle. It's a really great website, and it's really easy to use. So I'm happy
that you're
back.
Number three, Amazon Music, and where you can get it.
Yep, Amazon Music's mobile app is now getting a new feature to make it easier to use while driving. Car Mode is a simplified version of Amazon Music's interface. It features larger buttons, suggested playlists and albums, and easy access to Alexa. And so Car Mode is divided into two sections. The upper part of the top of the phone is devoted to playback controls, so you're not like driving and swiping through a bunch of different screens to get to what you want. So it makes it a lot easier to use as a hands-free option. And so Amazon Music right now has 55 million subscribers. It's not as popular as Spotify or Apple Music, but a lot of people are using it. And Car Mode is actually available now in Amazon Music on iOS and Android as well.
Number two is a suggestion that you stop posting your vaccine cards.
This is nuts. I just keep seeing these vaccine cards popping up more and more on social media. You've got to stop doing that. And tech experts are now saying, and cybersecurity experts are saying, please do not do this, because not only does it have your full name and your birth date, but there are other things that are on there, like the location of where you got your vaccine, the lot number, the type of vaccine that you got. All of this information thieves can put together. They piece it together like a puzzle, and they can steal your identity. They can open up accounts in your name. They can even take your tax refund from you. So this is a lot more serious than people seem to think it is. But yeah, stop posting these pictures. It's crazy.
Number one this week, speaking of that, the personal data from millions and millions of Facebook users, here's what's happened to that.
Yep, 533 million Facebook users have had their data leaked online for hackers. So phone numbers, Facebook IDs, your full name, location, birth date, email, all of it from 106 countries. This is why we don't post things.
All right, there it is. A word to the wise is sufficient. Top five items.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.